Talk.
This is Bob the Beast Sapp, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris. I'm going to knock him out.
Another legendary figure.
Bob Sapp.
I mean,
Now, I talked to a legendary Sapp yesterday.
Well, okay.
That'd be Warren Sapp.
Nice.
And he kind of made fun of me. I knew it. I had a brain cramp. And I said, when the schedule comes out, I hope I know a coach that I can come to a game. He goes, well, the schedule's been out.
Wow.
So I will be on the sidelines in Orlando.
All right.
UCF versus the Buffs. And then I really want to go to a home game.
Okay.
And I wanted to Utah, but I'm busy that day, so I got to pick one. Maybe I don't know. I don't want to do like just the week before the week after UCF. It's all got to be figured out properly.
Okay.
But I'm going to head back to Denver.
Nice.
Might need my producer so he can shoot video.
Yeah, you know, got to have a producer.
On the field for a Buffs game.
Don't get a video. It didn't happen.
No, that's not true.
Well, that's what they say. If you don't take a photo of the workout, it didn't happen. If you didn't go to the gym and photo while you were there, like it didn't.
My one of my favorite former co-hosts, Joe Marquis, put a post up about that he's had it with his gym membership.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He's had it.
And
he's going to drive over and find out why it hasn't been working.
The gym?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
He hasn't been there.
He's not getting results.
Yeah, it was a joke.
It's changed, though. I mean, now it's all influencers. They got tripods everywhere. It's hard enough for people to walk into a gym because they don't have confidence. They're going there to, like, fix their lifestyle. And they have to worry now about being in the backdrop of some kid's video and some social media stunt. And so it's intimidating. It's intimidating to walk in. It's intimidating to be around it. And you know, it's you got to be courageous to even walk into a gym. That's why like what I do is great because it's outdoors. Like it's non-intimidating.
Yeah, I don't buy it.
You should come. You should let me train you.
Well, first of all, I'm not interested. But what changed my life is you getting in the truck.
On the truck or
in the truck.
Like the Bronco?
And drive away.
That would
change
real
my
slow,
life.
Nice and easy.
I wouldn't be intimidated walking in a gym as influencers or whatever shooting video. I could care less.
You could care less, but most people.
Well, that's
like
who we're talking about.
You've been in front of publicity your whole life. You've been in front of cameras your whole life. You've been in the media your whole life. You have a different level of confidence.
Well, hold on a second. I haven't been in front of cameras, but that's about to change.
Okay.
Well, I'm right here.
Well, you have to have the courage.
Right here.
You have to have an internal strength to even do this. Just like I said with Caitlyn Jenner, to change your identity to a different gender takes incredible strength, whether you agree or not with what she did or he, you know, how it happened. The point is to have that kind of internal discipline and strength to not care what other people think, to still do what is your life, your calling. It's why Bruce probably was the greatest Olympian and won the decathlon that year because of that mental discipline.
I don't think he was the greatest Olympian.
Or the greatest decathlon champion.
That year.
But,
okay.
But that discipline, that coach, that internal, that's impressive. And I'm a Caitlin fan because of that mindset. I think the world needs more of it. And the fitness industry will benefit from that. And I think you will benefit from it.
I will benefit from Bruce Jenner becoming Caitlin Jenner?
Once you make a decision internally and then the execution, go through the pain, the fatigue, the exhaustion, you have a wedding upcoming. You've got a due date. It's just like the Olympics upcoming. It's futuristic. It's not real. But you got to start today, man. You can't just show up and collect your gold medal. You got to earn it all.
I can't start today.
That's why I want to do this reality show in Philadelphia. Hear me out.
Yeah, no.
Hear me out. You always claim to be from the city of brotherly love.
No, hold on a second. I don't claim to be.
You were hatched there. But you didn't live there and embody the culture of never give up, the Rocky Balboa story, the statue in front of the stairs, like Logan Paul just did a video where he was running up for training. You know, it's such an iconic area because of the storyline. You've always resonated with it as a human because you're like, that's my mantra. I vibe with that. But you never were lived in it. So here's what I propose. Here's my proposal. Travis Thompson has one fight left probably before he's ready to retire. When Philadelphia gets sanctioned as a state, his final training camp will be in Philly.
Did you catch that? Did you catch what that idiot just said?
What?
Does it have something to do with it?
No. Yeah. No. Well, first of all, hold on. Did you catch what the idiot just said? When Philadelphia gets sanctioned as a state.
With the BKFC.
You are a moron,
it's not
my
open.
Friend.
Philadelphia is not open.
Really?
Oh, well, maybe it is. Maybe they have a date now.
No, it's not.
But when they do.
Idiot. Philadelphia is not a state.
Okay. It's a city. But Pennsylvania. It's a But the point is, the Philadelphia...
Don't let the truth get in the way of a good story.
It's like the Comic-Con. It's the same thing. It's the same area. But listen, what I'm saying is, Travis Thompson has one fight left. Let him go out in front of his hometown people. He, for his final fight game, instead of leaving his family for 6 weeks and making the sacrifice, we go to him. We, as a network, you, me, Steve, Lindy Lacey, you know, anybody that wants to be
Linda
a part,
Lacey.
Anybody that wants to be a part of our show.
What do you mean our show?
You know, listen, anybody that wants to be a part of the TV network part, like the reality show side, listen, you must go to a fight camp. You're as close to the fight game, Randy, as you can get.
God.
You are as close. You get the access to relationships, but you've never lived it. You've never done a fight camp. Let's do a fight camp. The three of us or anybody else wants to join, we go up there. Travis gets to stay home for his, so he doesn't have to leave his family. We go through the same training he goes through. We live on the in an inner city, Kensington, like low economic.
You couldn't
area.
Live in Kensington.
Yes, we could.
You
and
couldn't.
We, and live. We find beauty in every neighborhood. We found that we had to avoid crack dealers and liquor stores and temptations and distractions that Rocky came from. Sylvester Stallone, your idol.
He's not my idol.
He sold his dog because he was so broke to fulfill the dream of telling his story that became iconic. Let's live the life. As the three amigos, the old Broncos wide receivers, Vance Johnson, you know his son died because he called and said he was going to commit suicide. His son jumped in the truck, drove 2 hours, crashed the vehicle on the way to save his dad from committing suicide and lost his life. The three amigos, the wide receivers for the Broncos. Sports, you're talking about
well, that's
sports.
The three amigos.
You're talking about sports and like and mental health and like awareness. Let's go live the Rocky fight camp. And then after we're done, Randy, you don't have to fight. I'll fight. Steve can fight. We can do an exhibition. But what we do with it is we actually live the life of these fighters. We actually identify.
There's a lot of bad things in that.
We can relate with
There's
them.
A lot of bad things in that.
And then you can say you're actually from Philly because you embodied the lifestyle of Rocky from the street level up.
A, it's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Two, you're involved in it makes it even worse. Okay? Have fun.
Bro, we could spend 6 weeks in Philly. Training, eating, training.
Well, you don't eat if you're training.
We have to incorporate. Yeah. I mean, we're going to do cheesesteaks. I mean, I'm the master of nutrition.
How much money are you putting into this?
That's what I need sponsors. We'll take the vertical gym up.
Of course we will.
We'll bring mental health to the street. We'll train in the street.
Oh, no. You're bringing mental health into the street because you're going to be in the street.
We'll train at the street level, and we'll change lives along the process. Okay. We'll get people to believe in themselves.
While you're up in Philly doing that, our TV show, Knockout TV, is going to be kicking ass.
Saying, you could lose this weight for your wedding in a fight camp style to give you experience and a perspective of interviewing fighters that you've never had before.
A, I don't need to do that.
You've never been the man in the arena. You've always been on the sideline in between the crowd. You got all the access.
All right, I got an idea. You go do it.
Okay.
And you report to whatever TV show or radio show you want to report to.
But I want you to be a part of it.
I don't want to be involved with you.
No, like Philly, it's with the Rocky story. It's you.
Beautiful. It's time to hit a break. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by anybody and everybody that's not called Matt McClellan. We'll be right back.
Steve's.
Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today. Get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
Conveniently located in Pinellas Park, Cool Breeze AC is just one phone call away. Reach them at 727-954-3605. And their highly skilled and knowledgeable technicians will be at your service 24/7, ensuring your ultimate comfort all year round.
Do you have a sinkhole problem? Call APD Foundation Repair. Do you have cracks in your walls? Call APD Foundation Repair. Water pooling in your yard? Call APD Foundation Repair. This is Randy Harris, and I'm so glad I made the call to APD Foundation Repair at 352-200-9740. APD Foundation Repair services the entire state of Florida and provides free inspections and estimates. With the A-plus Better Business Bureau rating, it's a no-brainer. Give APD Foundation Repair a call today at 352-200-9740.
Ready to take charge of your day? Bucked Up energy drinks are taking over the energy drink market. Find them at Walmart, Publix, GNC, and Vitamin Shop. Real energy and real focus. Get bucked up.
Saturday, April 27th, one historic night, one epic encounter. Platinum Mike Perry versus Thiago the Pitbull Alves. Also, the world heavyweight title on the line when champ Mick Terrell fights number one pound for pound in the world. Lorenzo the Juggernaut Hunt, plus two hard-hitting heavyweights on a collision course as Big Ben Rothwell fights Todd Duffy. And much more fast-paced bare-knuckle fighting championship action. Don't miss history unfold at Knuckle Mania 4. Watch it live on the BKFC app. Download it at BKFC.com.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Yo, Monkey Boy.
Yo, what's up? This is DDP, Diamond Dallas Page, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris. Diamond Dallas Page is going to make you feel the bang.
Everybody get up.
I don't think he blew me off. I think it's... No, I think the PR people just were full of crap.
Hours. I mean, who else would you wait hours for? What other celebrities on that level?
It's not on that level. It's and it has nothing to do with Alan Thicke or Robin Thicke. Robin Thicke. If it was Alan Thicke, I definitely would have waited. You know, I said yes. Hey, we can get you Robin Thicke. Would you like him? Yes. Then they threw a time that I really didn't want to do. But when I said yes, I had to wait. So we literally sat there for hours. And as it got closer to the time to do it, I knew it wasn't happening because they said he was only going to come to do the interview and then leave. And they were specific. It was a 5-minute interview.
So let me ask you this. What's the value for you waiting for so long? Like, was it because you're a personal fan, because of the show, because of his father?
Nope.
Just thought he was cool. Were you going to talk sports with them? Like what?
A little bit of everything. You know, they were doing a charity event that we were going to attend. The thing that I think the fans of Knockout Radio enjoy is it's different, you know. So by getting, you know, somebody that's not necessarily sports related, but always talk sports. I know his dad played hockey. I'm sure he did as well. You know, so you bring a little sports into it, but I just thought it was different. It was cool. It was like getting two of my close friends that I didn't know until the Super Bowl. And that would be Slasher and Primo, who we are now very good friends. Right. Yeah. It's just outside the box. Now, we're really good friends with athletes as well, but I just thought it was different. I thought it would be something cool. Obviously, the Masked Singer, you talk about that for about 14 seconds because you only have 5 minutes.
Right.
But like I said, at some point, it hit me. It ain't happening.
Now, are you still a fan? Like, are you like jaded where like, oh, if he said, hey, I'm coming tomorrow instead, would you be like, no, you... Like your uncle has a legendary story where his time is more important or equally as important.
Right, equally.
As Jerry Mathers. Or Jerry.
Jerry Mathers. Jerry Lewis.
Jerry Lewis. Conor McGregor did it with the Khabib fight, you know, and like so we've seen it play out in sports where press conferences, things, you know, if he wanted to make amends or hey, I made it up to you or something really happened, would you put him on the show? Could we reach out to him and see if we can conduct that interview now? Would you still want it?
I wouldn't turn it down, okay. But. Okay. Like I said, I never really thought it was going to happen, but I stayed because A, I thought it'd be cool. B, why not? And C, what else were we going to do at the Super Bowl? We sit there for hours waiting to do interviews.
Yeah.
You know, we sat there for a while just to go meet Wayne Newton. Yeah.
You know who we thought we were going to have.
He's a cool guy.
Rick Harrison, who we had on, but we had, you know, one of the top chef guys on.
Now, speaking of sitting there all day, I think that's the success of Pat McAfee is the way he stands in his show. Yeah. Like, it's so non-traditional because the way that media was always broadcast, it was seated, a desk, delivering, presenting information. But, you know, Pat's made it about, like, passion and energy, and, like, standing up is a game changer for the future, I think, in the way information is delivered.
Does he always have to have the black tank top on?
I mean, that's a signature.
Is that a shtick?
That's a signature look. I mean, that's his thing. When you scroll in social media, you got 3 seconds to make an impression if they're going to stay or keep going. So if you scroll and you see that black tank top, you know it's him. If you see a guy standing behind a microphone with a black tank top, and you see, you know, a warning in front of it, like, warning.
Yeah, I like that.
The views and expressions on this show are not ours. Like, we don't want to get sued. Well, you know, there's some intrigue, and, like, this guy's edgy, and he's risky, and, like, hey, we got to tune in and see what he's going to say next. And I try to bring a little bit of that element to this show. You consider it, you know, like, are you okay? Is it mental health problems? Like, why are you talking crazy? But I like to do things that are spontaneous.
What are you, the Sputnik?
Spontaneous. So, like, bringing my dummy in today, as much as this is like a prop.
I bring my dummy in every Wednesday.
But this is a stupid toy. But at the same time, next door at the jiu-jitsu school, they use this as a drill tool.
I understand.
To get better, to improve. So,
of course.
It's all in the perception of what you're looking at.
It's much easier. It's much easier to throw elbows to that dummy than your dummy.
Oh, yeah. I got great defense.
Yeah, it's caught your face.
Yeah, well, I blocked it.
Yeah, you blocked it with your face.
But it didn't hit my brain, so I'm good. I got to protect the moneymaker.
You know, it kind of upset me. I went and I jumped on the Google machine, Dr. Google, just to see the fight card for this weekend. You know, and then I would see who we were going to have on. There is no UFC this weekend. This is like one of only, 3 weeks in the year?
They need a break after 300.
Well, yeah.
Like, the exhaustion, like, the energy that went into put on that production, I'm sure all the staff and employees are grateful. They have a little bit of, like, a reprieve to just, okay, not back into the fire. Let's just enjoy what we just created. Because it was spectacular. And speaking of Google, I just pitched Google about putting some GNATs in their corporate headquarters.
Of course you did.
Like, what if they use ping pong to stimulate creativity or make it fun and make it more of, like, a lounge and, like, you're networking with other digital creators? Why not stimulate them neurologically, and they can come work out together, get fit at work, and create new ideas for the world?
All right. So, seeing that I know you're unemployed.
I'm not unemployed. I just don't have
You don't have a job.
I don't have a defined
career. I have a way for you to make money. Okay. So, okay. I guarantee you that this idea is going to be better than the one you just presented to us.
Okay.
Okay. And Steve can be the judge.
All right.
Okay. And don't be mad if he agrees with me and vice versa. I think you should reach out to all these companies, Google, Apple, blah, 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 blah. You know, give your shtick. Yep. You know, this is what I'm willing to do.
For sure.
And for $100 a week, I won't come and I won't bother you.
That's dumb. No, but
I bet you more people will do it than what you're getting now.
You don't know what you're talking about. But I mean,
oh, I do.
No, what I'll do is I'll set it up like a Peloton. I'll have a subscription-based platform. I'll do live interactive coaching from where I am on location. So whether I'm at a VA or a Legion or working with veterans or a corporate America.
From the Rocky statue.
I'll do it live. Everybody that has a unit that they buy, they can put one in their garage, in their office, in their restaurant. And it's simultaneous. So they get me instructing it every time on the video. But then,
so you're going to be like Bimbo, Johnny Banks, Bobby Blanks.
Oh, Billy Blanks.
Billy Blanks.
Yeah, Tybo, for sure.
Yeah.
Why not lead the world? I mean, I can't train everybody. I couldn't feed everyone from one restaurant. I had to give the world the pizza diet to educate people how to incorporate it into their lifestyle. Same thing when it comes to vertical conditioning. I can't train everyone, but I can set it up, I can coach, and I can do it virtually wherever I am.
Outstanding. I wish you well.
I think we should do it together.
I wish you well.
I want you to be the number one testimony.
I can do it without you.
Going back to the Apple concept, right? Google, Apple, they're the ones that run the world. I mean, the digital technology and the influence they have. Logan Paul just got into an argument with another talk show host who he gave access to his life because the promise was, if you give me this inside access to stories that no one's heard before, footage that no one's seen before, we will launch it on the Apple TV platform. And so Logan obliged. He agreed. And then the deal fell through. Apple or somebody along the way pulled the project. Graham had all the footage. He released it on his own YouTube platforms, on his own show platform, not Apple.
And Logan just tore him a new one because he thought, he said, you violated the trust. I gave you this access because you promised, you didn't deliver, and now you're using it for your own personal gain. So I think there's a lot of stories out there that are sports related.
Well, they don't have to be sports related.
That we can combine all of this into one thing. And you losing weight for your daughter's wedding should be the number one thing you're motivated to do.
Well, I got to lose weight for my Hall of Fame induction.
You just have to do it because you believe it. You just have to make the commitment.
So I don't believe it.
And then once you do, we can work towards it. You just have to want it.
Yeah.
Can't drag a horse to water.
Exactly.
But every week, I'm going to keep bringing dummies.
But when do you give up on the horse? When the horse doesn't want to go to your water, when do you give up?
When the first inclination is real. Like, I'll give a prime example. I won't use names, but I had an alcoholic who I employed, and I was enabling him. The more money I paid him to show the value of what he's worth, the more he self-sabotaged his own health. And it got to the point where when he looked for another job and he told me that he was applying for other locations, I knew he was done. I knew he was done being part of my organization where he was ready for someone else to be his boss or to be his financial backing. And as soon as he made the first step to get separate, I cut the cord. And I closed the restaurant during that week when I saw that, because I didn't want the guilt of I cut the hand off and that's all you had to feed your daughter and that's all you had to support your life and your bills. I didn't want to take the paycheck away. But I was enabling the lifestyle. And as soon as he made the decision to get away from me, I cut the cord.
And so that's all it is.
So that's it. So once you actually make the commitment to separate, I'm not chasing you. But I will be your first number one fan and cheerleader to make sure you live healthy and longevity. So you can be the father to Nell that you weren't with your children while you're traveling.
Well, I can't be the father to Nell because she's my granddaughter.
I know, but a lot of parents, a lot of grandparents.
Nell's father would be upset.
A lot of grandparents treat their grandchildren the way that they should have treated their children because they're so busy with their career and their life and travel and building their empire.
Oh, there's a thousand. I have spent more money on Nell at Disney World in 3 years than I did on my 36 and 30-year-old kids in their lifetime.
You got 3 bottles of water?
I never bought water.
I'm just saying because of the price.
There's zero chance I would ever buy water.
Right.
But, zero.
But see what you're doing with Nell is your kids.
Nell's better looking. Huh? Nell's better looking.
So you can tell them that. I'm not telling them.
Oh, I'll tell them.
I did see Sean at the BKFC. He looks great. He's thin.
No.
He's lost a lot of weight.
Because he wanted to.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
He does look good. He had a good time. I want to thank David Feldman publicly. We gave away tickets. Sean was able to go. A bunch of people were there. You had a ticket.
Yeah.
We'll talk about something that you did say off the air. Okay. We won't say it on the air because I found that humorous.
What's that?
No, we'll talk about it off the air.
Okay.
And then maybe bring it up next week.
All right.
No UFC this weekend, but PFL on Saturday.
Yep.
I'll tell you what, we really had a good time at, where did we go? The Hard Rock? I think it was the Hard Rock.
Yeah.
Second floor, Randy Couture hooked us up.
Okay.
We were up there with the number one, I think he's the number one concert t-shirt distributor in the world.
Wow.
Yeah, I didn't get any cool shirts out of it, though.
That's why he's number one.
Yeah,
I guess so. He actually sells it. He doesn't give it away.
You know, let me ask you, band-wise, since he's mainly concerts, okay. Are there concert shirts that you would wear, that you would want? Like, if he were to turn to me and say, all right, I'll get you 10. What 10 do you want? And, of course, I would say, well, make it 9. I want a Scorpions.
Right.
But I'm not paying the $45 that's out there.
Right.
I'd make it 8 because I'd want one of the Mickey D ones. I need to buy the Mickey D one. But, see, I would rather just hand Mickey D the money.
Then give it to a public.
Well, then buy it through the company where he gets $3 of it.
Right. But you're never going to give Mickey D money because would you hand him my money? Like, here's,
I don't know if I'd hand him $3.
Or maybe if he had a garage sale, maybe go to Mickey D's garage sale and get it.
I'd like to buy one of his drums. Just what I need to bring home. I'd be living with you. I'd get kicked out of my house quicker than you're being kicked out of yours.
I could help you.
It's a
process. It's hard. Letting go of memorabilia, things that are emotionally attached.
It's not even memorabilia.
It's hard.
Like, I have the parking pass to the Pro Football Hall of Fame the year Warren Sapp went in.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
We were talking about, Warren and I were talking about his office and how he's, putting things in the office and he's making, I go, you know what's in my office? And I told him before, I knew he wouldn't remember. He goes, what? I said, I have the banner of Warren Sapp induction in Canton. He goes, how'd you get that? Well, Panini was the sponsor, yeah. And they were involved in the show, and that's what's in my studio.
So I think that's what we should do. We should incorporate.
Why is it always got to be we?
Because we're together. You we're and not. I. We're like the alphabet.
We're not. I'm A and you're Z.
No, if you and I are together. Like that's we rearranged it. But listen, I think we should do a show and tell. Every week, you should bring a piece of memorabilia, talk about its significance, take photos, record it on the platform, put it on YouTube, then sell it, auction it off, or whatever you want to do with it for a good cause, and clean out clutter from your house. You'll feel so free. I feel so free when I walk in down to my garage. I can actually see the floor. I can walk through without having to turn sideways.
I get it. I saw you giving away stuff, man, I gave you.
But I did save the tore up UFC poster from 53, I think it is, or 57. It's got Diego Sanchez, his first fight. It's got Matt Hughes on it. Iceman Chuck Liddell. It's Rich Franklin. It was beat up when I received it because you had it all in your garage or whatever. I tried to flatten it out, glue it, put it on poster board.
I want it back.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I saved it because you'll never get that poster with those signatures.
I want it back.
Okay.
Bring it next Wednesday.
I will. Okay. And we'll talk about it. We'll do a show.
Yeah, we'll talk about it. But we're not auctioning it off. It's going back in my studio.
All right. All right.
Yeah, but I can't. I got to get rid of this stuff. It was weighing me down. It's like a blanket, and it's heavy. Like all this material.
Well, now you know my feeling. You've been holding and weighing me down.
No way, bro. I'm like changing daily, and I'm teaching you what I'm learning. Like, let's go. Like, you can. You always put out, hey, I'm looking for a jiu-jitsu gym. Getting back on the mats on Monday. You always put it out there. You're ready. Pickleball. Anybody want to play? But you don't follow through. You have a desire.
I haven't found anybody to play pickleball.
But I'm just saying, there's leagues. You got to make action. You got to take the initiative to actually want it.
It's the bottom of the hour. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong, Staff Zone, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and Bio Accelerator.
I'll be right back. You. I'll pickleball.
And you are on with Randy Harris.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Roasted Whisk Gift Box Company is an online specialty gift box company specializing in corporate gifting, creating a fun and unique gifting experience for your clients, vendors, or employees. Gift boxes could include specialty coffees or teas, mugs, espresso-infused baked goods, scented candles, and many more options. Check us out at roastedwhisk.com. Roasted Whisk on all social platforms.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Banners, car wraps, and printing. Oh my. Banners, car wraps, and printing. Oh my. For all of your banners, car wraps, and printing, call Compass Banners, Printing, and Wraps at 727-522-7414 for all your signage and promotional needs. Every sign tells a story. Every wrap makes a statement. Find us on Facebook. Visit our website at compassbanners.com or call 727-522-7414. Banners, car wraps, and printing. Oh my.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is NFL Hall of Famer.
No. Hey, this is NFL Hall of Famer Tony Dorsett. You're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
I'm talking. Place where you can walk in off the street and have an instant male role model figure, a coach, a family structure, men and women that are all like-minded, working towards a better goal. A lot of gyms, fighters sleep in them. They live in them. They're in the back of them. Kevin Smith opens up his gym to fighters to fulfill a dream. The stories that come from that struggle from the ground up, I think is one that should be told more frequently. I mean, we have a ability to like live that experience. I think it'd be a cool life experience if nothing else. You don't agree with that?
Oh, like it's never been done.
I know, I'm not saying it hasn't been done. I'm just saying we can do it in a place where you never actually grew up in. Like in a really a
No, I lived culture. There I lived there as an adult.
Did how long?
First of all, does it matter?
No, not really.
Okay.
I was going to try to like make it matter, yeah, but it didn't.
I lived there as an adult.
You got me.
Okay.
I lost that one.
So, yes, I lived there.
Okay.
Yes, I had mail delivered there.
That's a big...
No, I'm saying. You know, when you go somewhere and you have to prove your residency, what do you have to provide?
Mail.
Power bill.
Power bill.
Right.
Utility.
Had power bills.
Sure.
Okay. So... Okay.
All right. So, you're more Philadelphia than I give you credit for.
Yeah. No, I'm trying to tell you that.
Well, I've never done it. Let's go together. You show me the way. Just first, show me your hometown.
Just like I don't want you representing me when I'm not there, I don't want you representing me in my hometown ever.
But it's a cool story about we're all creatures of our environment, product of our environment. People who have a lot of money, they can easily change their environment if they want to because they have resources. But people that come from the struggle, they don't have the resources. So you have to find positive people in those areas to keep them on track so they don't fall into the street life or into the drugs or the addictive things that keep them from their achieving their goal or their dream. I want to be in that environment, but actually look for the positive things, report, and then help change lives along the way as we experience this.
All right, speaking of report, let's look back in time, UFC 300.
Yeah.
And you want to start main card, prelim, early prelim?
Start at the beginning of the night because they're all bangers. No. It was all... I mean, Bo Nickel. Can we give Bo Nickel some credit?
For what?
Domination. Made it look easy. All the criticism. All the people saying he's not a real fighter. That he's a wrestler.
Nobody's ever said that.
Oh, sure they have.
Nobody.
The criticism is high.
But
that young man.
See, partly is you just like to start crap.
I didn't start anything.
Because you don't know what the hatred's for. The hatred's not that people think he's not a good wrestler. The hatred's not that they even think that he's a bad MMA fighter. The hatred is that they don't believe he deserved to be on the main card of this UFC 300. For him to be on, and it's not his fault.
Right.
I'm not saying I disagree with the fans. Bo Nickel did not deserve to be on the main card.
Okay.
But it's not Bo Nickel's fault. You take it out on Dana or the company or the one who made the fight card.
My decision.
People wanted to see Bo Nickel on it for two reasons. The Ric Flair. Bo Nickel has his fans. And Bo Nickel has just as many people who don't like him
right.
because of the success that he has achieved in such a quick time.
Sure.
You know, does he deserve to be on before Jim Miller, Bobby Green?
But I'm not going to let you off the hook that quick because the same fans that are you know, I'll give you the pass that it wasn't his decision. The UFC and the executives made the fight card. But they did this to Phil Brooks. They did this to CM Punk when
right.
he transitioned from wrestling to he's not a real fighter. He fought real fighters. He fought Mickey Gall, real fighters. but he never got the respect. He went through the whole process and executed and fought, but he doesn't get the respect of being a real fighter.
He doesn't get the respect because he was thrown in because he was CM Punk. I think, me included, I don't like him. I don't like Phil Brooks. Okay.
You know him.
I met him. Okay. It's not that I know him. I wasn't a big...
How do you say you don't like him? He's not like his persona, what he character that he developed.
You know, the conversation, the you know, and he may be the nicest guy in the world. And you know, you're talking to somebody, you don't know what happened that day, that night. You know, it was kind of a brush off. It wasn't a big deal. And he didn't have time for me, and I didn't have time to worry about it.
So let's reach out to him. Let's talk to him.
But... you have to respect what CM Punk did,
yeah.
What Phil Brooks did.
For sure.
And really, you have to respect that more than any of these other guys.
I believe so.
He jumped right in to the biggest MMA organization in the world and got his ass kicked.
Yeah.
But at least he had the basketballs to go and do it. He went and did something that a lot of people said, oh, if I had the opportunity, I'd fight in the UFC. A, you don't get the opportunity because you're just some ham and egger. He had a name. He had a thing. He went and he did it, and Mickey Gall got free crab cakes out of it because he won.
And most people like criticize the process, but you know, then Brock Lesnar does the same thing, and he goes and he becomes the greatest fighter in the greatest promotion in the world.
Again, I wouldn't say the greatest fighter.
I mean, at that time, he was the champ.
But well, that doesn't
signify, right?
But no,
doesn't signify you're the best at that time. You're the number one in the world with the belt.
I don't even know if it does that. It means that you're the champion at the time. It doesn't. There's been times where a fluke thing could have, like an injury. You're fighting a guy, and
it wasn't an interim belt. He didn't have the interim.
No.
The real belt.
It was the real belt.
It was still
I think Brock Lesnar goes down as in legendary status because of what he did. You know, he was three fights in. The first fight was brutal. It was the big tall Japanese guy, the Shane Carwin fight. That really he was. That's when I believed that Brock Lesnar was legit. Brock Lesnar lost round one, could have been stopped, didn't, and then because it went into round two, Shane Carwin really couldn't come out. All that crap that you talk about, the all that crap.
Because of glycogen, the carbs.
And Brock Lesnar, you know, came back and won round two and became the heavyweight champion of the world. Doing it that quickly, and that's why I say, how do you say his name?
Alex.
What he has done in such a short period of time. It's not just that you go on and have a great career or you go on and be undefeated. This guy has won not one, but two different weight classes in a short period of time.
Can you still call him the GOAT when you know visibly you've seen him on the ground and Israel Adesanya throwing arrows at him like in a different weight class? Showing dominance over him. Like he can never be the John Jones because you don't have an image or an experience where he got knocked out and was unconscious and someone standing over him showing their power. Like you can't say is going to be the GOAT when you have a John Jones who's undefeated still in the world. Like you can't. I don't think you can. I know three divisions is incredibly difficult. I get that. But you have a visible when Izzy knocked him out and just firing arrows from above. That
well, and so did his kid.
Yeah, that's even better. It's like I remember when he laid out like
his kid shot arrows at him.
You can't be the GOAT if people have done that to you in public forum.
First of all, I said he could be in the conversation. Okay, yeah. I said you know he needs to win the heavyweight title and do the three divisions, and I think you can have him in the conversation for winning three different divisional titles in the number one combat.
So let's say he wins. He becomes champ, three division. He fights Izzy again. Izzy knocks him out again.
At what division?
Doesn't matter.
Well, it doesn't matter.
But he wins the next fight, and he knocks him out again. Is Izzy not the greatest of all time ever if he does that?
No.
What?
No. First of all, it matters what weight class. If Izzy goes up to heavyweight, how do you say his name? Alex? If Alex wins the heavyweight title, and Israel goes up to heavyweight and beats him there, then we can have the discussion. But if he's going to make Alex go down to
185,
right, 185, then he hasn't, you know, I don't think any fighter has to leave the division they're in. Why are you making whoever go up because you can't beat him? Okay.
It's an advantage because of the weight and the length and the, I mean, it's all
weights. Right. No, I get all that. You have to respect Connor, whether you like him or not, what he has done, going up and winning belts and throwing them away and whatever. To me, that's a whole lot more than staying in one division and being dominant. You can be dominant as you beat the same guys over and over again, and then there's guys that do go up. John Jones going up to heavyweight pushed him into another stratosphere of goatness, of legendary status. I want to see him win one more time.
Now, last week at the BKFC fights.
Yeah, talk about that.
I was in the parking lot. I saw a guy long,
all right,
thin.
We'll talk about BKFC when we come back. It's the final break of the afternoon. Coming to you live from the Cool Breeze AC broadcast facility. Your friend, Lorenzo Hunt,
yeah,
didn't answer the phone.
Juggernaut.
My friend, Mark Coleman, in New York. He got interviewed today by Piers Morgan.
Wow.
Yeah, so he went to New York for that. I guess he still got tied up, or he saw it was my phone call. One of the two. I'm not sure which one, but one of those. So when we come back, you can tell your story of the tatted up dude that attacked you in the parking lot of OCC at BKFC. So coming to you live, last break of the afternoon, Cool Breeze AC broadcast facility. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Staff Zone, Bucked Up Energy Drink, Bio Accelerator, and Aiden Armstrong. In the misty morning fog, all with a heart to thump, it was you, brown-eyed girl.
Hi, this is Vinny LeCavalier, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
The Country Depot is located in the heart of downtown Brooksville at 36 North Broad Street. They have everything under the sun, from one-of-a-kind art and decor to sports memorabilia, from metal signs and handbags to men's wallets. It's worth the drive. But you can also shop online at countrydepotstore.com. You never know what you'll come across when you visit Country Depot.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Reggie Bush, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
Tried to amend my carnivorous habits, made it nearly 700 days, losing weight without speed eating sunflower seeds, drinking lots of carrot juice and soaking up a race, but it's not.
The Reggie Bush connection, he's the producer of the studio, the board operator, listens to the show.
Doing a great job. He listens better than you do.
Love it. But yeah, I was at the BKFC this past week.
Tell the story quick, because we're going to have a guest here in a second.
So I'm in the parking lot. I see a young guy, fit, long, really fit guy. So he comes over, he looks at the truck. He's like, what is that thing? I'm like, it's a gym. He's like, no, it's not. So he gets up, he starts doing the workout. He fatigues, he steps off. He's like, that's crazy, it's intense. I said, what do you do? He goes, his buddy goes, oh, he's a Haitian national, Olympic hopeful. He tried out for the Olympic track team, but he didn't make it for the country of Haiti. I'm like, man, you're great, dude. You're an amazing athlete. You're like, and they all start laughing. Like, I'm the only one that's not in on the joke. And I'm like, what? He goes, no, man, I'm in the UFC. I'm like, oh. He's like, yeah, my name's Neil Magny. He's like, this is amazing. Your workout's crazy. He's like, this is awesome. And he's like, I'm just here for her fight tonight at the BKFC, so I'm just here to support. I'm like, whoa, like, dude, that's awesome. So, just in public, just random UFC fighters walking around, jumping on the back of my truck. Pretty cool.
Neil Magny wouldn't just be a random UFC fighter.
Well, after he's done with the Haitian national team. But they're like, man, we're just messing with you. Like, but I believed it. I didn't know. I knew he was a conditioned athlete. He just had a different body structure, muscle development. So I knew he was a professional of something. I just didn't know what he put his passion into. And obviously, it's MMA. So, but that's what's great about the street level of what I do. It's those interactions you wouldn't have if you were in a studio where they have to come to you, because they have to make the effort to come in and know what it is to know why they need it. I'm going out to the street level, man, taking it to the street. If you need me in random, you get a chance to like interact, and then we can tell stories from the street. Boxing history and MMA and connections and people who know or their kids were fighters. Because how many parents have come to you like, oh, my kid trains MMA? And then you're like, oh, great, another one. And then all of a sudden you find out it's like, his name's Diego Sanchez. We're like, what? Like, anyway, I've been surprised a lot where people do that.
All right, enough about you.
No, I'm just saying.
Enough about you. Our final guest of today's show, and I know we're short on time, he's been very busy, been in the news lately. But he's always been in the news,
okay,
because I have said on this program for as long as I've been on the air, he is the GOAT, he is the legend, he is my friend, Mark Coleman. Mark, how are you?
Hey, I've never been better, Randy, and yes, sir, you've been pushing me for the GOAT forever. I love you, brother.
Well, you know, Matt asked me earlier as we were talking about UFC 300, and I said, and I've said this, you know, I would never say anything, you know, that I haven't said behind your back. There's only two people that I have ever seen in combat sports that other athletes were scared of. I've seen Mike Tyson. People were scared of Mike Tyson. And it was brought up in the media room at UFC 300 as people were like, yeah, I covered, six people were there that covered UFC 300, 200, and 100. And I said, I saw the baddest man on the planet at UFC 11 when people were afraid to even look at Mark Coleman, not alone fight him.
Yeah, brother. I tell you what, that's good. That's good memories. Hey, I honestly felt like that because I had put in the time. UFC 10, I wasn't sure because I only had 35 days notice. But then I stayed right on the grind three more months, and then UFC 11, I really, really did feel like I had anybody that night. And I wanted to be feared. I wanted to be respected and feared. And that's why I did some of the crazy stuff I did.
I know we only have a couple minutes, but first and foremost, how is the family? How are your parents?
My parents are good. They got out healthy. My mom has asthma real bad, so it was really, really a miracle that she wasn't hurt more worse, because she was in there for a little bit. We had to walk through some serious smoke. I she had her mouth covered up. She was smart enough to cover her mouth up, and I wasn't thinking so fast on that one. But got her out, got my mom and dad out, and then I couldn't quite get Little Hammer. I went back in to find him, but at that point it was really getting bad. I was just very blessed to find my way out the door to safety, and it was the highest of highs and the lowest of lows all at the same time, man.
For sure. Well, you took the name that you know I respect, I do, the Mark Coleman legend name, to a whole new level, you know, doing something that we all have said that we would do if we were in that situation, but who really had the basketballs, who has the basketballs to do it? And you, my friend, are one of those that you're a bad dude.
I feel fortunate to just have been put in that situation by God. God guided me, and I was blessed just to be there and be able to do something like that, because, like I said, it was the highest of highs. And a part of me just wants to do it again. You know, I got the respect I have for firefighters now. It's through the roof. It's something I would have wanted to do as growing up. Firefighter Stipe Miocic has probably the coolest job in the world. He gets to be an MMA fighter, and he gets to fight fires and save people's lives. That's what I've always looked for. I like searching for the highest of highs in life.
Another former UFC fighter, now does play-by-play for BKFC, Chris Lytle, also did the same. Talk about the experience of being at UFC 300, putting the belt on. It makes sense that BMF puts the BMF on, the new BMF.
For sure.
And your daughter's taking it in. I don't know if it was the last one or the one before.
they were walking up to the 100 level, and I stopped them. I introduced myself, and I told them, you know, what I thought of their dad. How are they taking this all in of the fan support that have always been there, but is on a whole new level now for you?
Oh, man, my daughters, I got three of them. I got a 9-year-old as well, but Mackenzie and Morgan, yeah, they're my life. They have been since they were born, right when I became champion in 1996. That's when they were born, and it changed the game. That become number one in my life always, and for them to be their bedside with me while I was like unconscious, but I could still hear things. Just having them two beside me the whole time. I remember trying to hold back some tears because I didn't want them to see me cry. A couple snuck out, and then I remember knowing that I got this, man. I knew I was going to pull through, and just to wake up and have them there. Wes Sims was there. My best friend was there as well. He got this all started by convincing me to give rehab a try and check in sobriety. And I've been sober for 3 years and a couple months now. And to wake up to that and be alive, and my parents be alive, how can you top that? That life was good. I'm healing up. You know, my lungs are, you know, they're probably about 90% now. A little raspy. My eyes were burnt pretty good, but I'm staring at the sun as we speak right now, strengthening them again. Sun gazing, I mean. But, I just want my daughters to be proud of their dad. And, they are. And I'm proud of them because they're just good kids. And I'm so blessed and fortunate that the UFC came through and what they did for me. I'll never forget because it was almost as high of a high as the fire that night. Being in that cage, wrapping a belt on Justin Gaethje, the true bad motherfucker.
Back trucker. Out,
let me say it. He's a legend.
Mother trucker. But no, Justin Gaethje's a bad BMF, but Max Holloway, that's the epitome of BMF. I don't put myself in that category because I was out there to win, not perform, and for the fans and entertain. I was all about winning. This guy's all about winning, of course, but he's willing to take the risk to entertain like he did the last 10 seconds there, and he struck lightning, and he found that chin. And now it'll be highlight forever. That highlight will be around forever. It'll never go away.
So Mark,
and I'm so happy for him because he got this started. Max Holloway got he asked for me to do it, and he's the reason. And then the fans took over. The fans wanted it, and it just happened. It fell together. It was the greatest weekend of my life. Being there with my kids, it was the greatest weekend of my life. The whole show was amazing.
So Mark, you're obviously a legend. Your vulnerability of opening up about your addiction and alcoholism and being public with it through your journey of weight loss and going through the fight camps and training, you've saved a lot more lives than your parents in that house fire, my brother. You God bless you with a story and a voice and a gift. And it's an honor to know you. I take stupid photos with MMA fighters and rear naked chokes. And the one that you did for me is one of my favorite moments of my life. And you're changing a lot, man.
What I do?
You gave me for a stupid rear naked choke video, like a photo of you putting a choke on the back of my neck.
Next time, Mark, choke him unconscious.
You're lucky I wasn't drinking because it would have been dangerous. Or I probably was drinking.
Exactly. Well, Mark, we are out of time. I appreciate you taking a few minutes. I know you're up in New York doing some other media things. I'm so happy. I'm so proud of you.
Absolutely.
You know, Wes and I have obviously talked for numerous years. I tell the story all the time that you used to tell me, you know, when we were talking on the phone that you were going to kick my butt because I had Wes on the show instead of having him training.
Yeah, Wes did a lot of interviews, man. He was good at that. But, hey, listen, guys, I launched my Hammer House merchandise, so give me a plug there. Go link in my bio on Instagram, follow me on Instagram, and check out my gear. I'm really proud of it. Quality T-shirt. I'm a T-shirt guy and a hat guy, and nice hat. I think they look real cool.
We will put the link on our website. We will even put a commercial together and start running it for you, Mark. I will give you a holler later. Thank you very much for your time, and we'll talk soon.
All right, you guys have a great day.
Take care. That is the Hammer, the legend, the icon. And that was before what he did.
Yeah.
And now take this. And, you know, I've always said, I know we only have another minute or so, you know, I don't believe in, you know, do today and tomorrow it'll be, you know, just be good and do the right things every day. But Wes and I, like I said, I'm a little involved in that of come on, Mark, you know, you're better than this. And we saw him at a BKFC and come on. And if he wouldn't have gotten sober, if he wouldn't have gotten better, he wouldn't have been able to do what he did, and he would have died in there as well.
You're Mark Coleman. I'm Wes Sims, and I want to get you healthy for your daughter.
No, Mark's going to do it. He said he's going to do it.
The appreciation for firefighters only came from the struggle. You got to go through a fight camp to feel this experience that he experienced.
Want to thank everybody for tuning in. Good stuff. We've got some interesting things planned for next week and for weeks ahead. And just keep following us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and we will see everybody next week. Thanks, 8-Man Strong, Staff Zone, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and BioAccelerator. See you later.
Hi, this is Richard Karn from Home Improvement, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
WTAN Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF Dade City.
FM 102.3.
Listen.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Monica Ricks. Senators have voted to dismiss one of two articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Washington State Democrat Patty Murray.
On this vote, the yeas are 51, the nays are 48. One senator responded present. The point of order is well taken, and the article falls.
CBS's Scott McFarland says the rest of this trial should go by pretty quickly.
There will not be a protracted trial. You won't see the impeachment managers at the dais showing videos, showing evidence, prosecuting a case. You're going to see some amount of debate between the senators themselves, and then some type of movement by the Democratic majority to dismiss this.
House Republicans want Mayorkas out for failing to secure the border. Shocking testimony today about dangerous manufacturing.